Now, residential estate living is becoming more and more popular in South Africa, especially among the more affluent. Now, it is estimated that over 40% of the country's rich or high net worth individual segments, the HNWIs, either live in or have homes on residential estates. Now, the global research group New World Wealth has compiled a report rating the top-end residential estates across the country. This is after spending the past year visiting them and looking at lifestyle, wildlife, golf, equestrian, and parkland estates. Now, we're joined by Andrew Moyles. He's head of research at New World Wealth. He'll be talking to Andrew. Great having you on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And we also joined by Rake Nietling, the marketing director of Val de Vie. Rake, it's been about 365 years, but good to be chatting to you again.
It's good to chat to you again.
Great. Yeah. So you guys seem to be having a, pardon the pun, a swimmingly good year with security, and we'll tell you why. As a matter of fact, we've just lost Andrew Amoyles. As soon as we get Andrew on, we can tell you that the top residential estate in South Africa is Val de Vie. So, Rake, congratulations. I mean, I've been doing live reads and stuff, and it's the one bit I've picked up, and I thought, hey, we need to have a conversation about this. How has Val de Vie managed to achieve this? So congratulations to you guys. But I see we do have Andrew Moyles back, head of research at New World Wealth. A very good morning to you, Andrew, once again. How do you go about conducting this research?
Essentially, we look at a number of criteria. We've been doing the survey for about 4 or 5 years now. So this is the fourth or fifth year that we've done it. And essentially, we look at the top estates during each year. And we mainly look at things like the maintenance of the estate, the design and space, communal gardens and parks. We look a lot at that. We look at the general location, views and scenery on the estate, also security, of course, and activities and facilities that are available on the estate. So most of the estates that we look at are some of the bigger estates, lifestyle estates, well, wildlife estates, golf estates, equestrian estates, and parkland estates mainly.
Okay. So we can be very proud because, you know, the top residential estate in South Africa is Val de Vie, top residential estate in Gauteng, Steyn City, top residential estate in the Western Cape, Val de Vie, top residential estate in the Garden Route is Fan Court, and the top residential estate in KZN is Zimbali. So, you know, a wonderful achievement for Val de Vie, but as far as the researchers are concerned, what are the key things that, put Val de Vie head and shoulders above the rest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Val de Vie's been the top of our ratings since the beginning. So I think this is the fourth year that they've been ranked number one. I think the location of Val de Vie is obviously exceptional. The fact that it's incorporated Pearl Valley, which is was a lovely residential estate in itself, and also just all the different neighborhoods that they've put in, and the general success of the estate in terms of uptake, and the fact that it offers incredible views and scenery, and I think those things all helped, and of course the maintenance of the estate is very good, and security.
And the top, safest estate in the country. So Andrew Moyles, of course, the head of research and New World Wealth. Rake Nietling, I remember doing an outside broadcast from Val de Vie and you showing me a map and showing me a photograph of what the area looked like. And I'm like, wow, man, someone really needs vision to be able to develop what you've developed in that space. So let's just talk around, you know, the story behind Val de Vie and how you've managed to achieve this. And once again, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tina. I think it indeed took a lot of vision. You know, it was a quarry and a rundown, wine farm when Martin Fenter bought it in 2003. And he had this vision to do this, luxury wine estate. And it's really evolved. And I think that's one of the exciting things for us. Is that it's evolved from those days when we acquired Pearl Valley obviously we have, you know, one of the best golf courses now. Mm. And you know, recently we've also evolved into becoming one of the top you know, wellness estates. Yes. I think that's the next trend, is how to live you know, in a healthy way, you know, like 360 days or 65 days a year. Mm. And you know, with all the running costs and with the peace of mind of security, yeah, we've got farms that will supply food and produce to the restaurants, the residents. So we've got some very exciting things. It takes vision, so it takes a lot of hard work. And just like in sports, it's hard to get to the top, but it's even harder to stay there. So
yeah, absolutely,
we constantly have to keep on improving on the product offering.
Your value offering is interesting. It's, you know, when you're an old fart like me at 45, and you start listening to ads on the radio, and then you hear about Val d'Uvee Evergreen, because it's a beautiful place, but also a cool place to retire, which is one of the things that you've. I mean, you're busy with the next phase now, aren't you?
Absolutely. So our retirement, you know, which is called Evergreen, our phase one is essentially sold out. So we've sold about 85 of the homes, and yeah, it's going really, really well. And I can't think of a better place to retire. You know, anywhere in the world, you are right in the middle of the estate. They've got their own facilities, plus they can use all the facilities, the golf course, the three gyms, you know, the Rubens. The Rubens restaurant that recently opened. So it's just an incredible, you know, place to retire. And, you know, so far the sales are going well.
Lovely. And now, so I remember something I read said it starts at about 3.3 million rand. And and then some people are like, oh, but that's high. But it's actually, if you think about what an average home costs outside of a security estate and all the other issues you have, I mean, 3.3 seems like a very reasonable price to start with. So, well, what exactly does one get, for example, for 3.3 million rand?
So our phase two, which will launch early in 2020, will start from 3.3.
Yeah.
And that will be a freestanding house. Yeah, so it will be a three-bedroom house that will be in the middle of the estate. And like I said, they can use all the amenities, you know, yeah, that's available on the estate, and we really think that that's incredible value. Mm. So we're quite excited for this, you know, phase two to, okay, you know, to launch. And yeah, it's you know, it's an interesting time for us. It's you know, the whole estate is just under 1,000 hectares, mm, and we're very proud. And I also think the work that the Val d'Uvee Foundation does, you know, in the valley, it's really changed. You know,
yeah,
we've created over 12,000 jobs, and at the moment there's about 4,000 residents. Your residents that live in the estate, and they open businesses in the area. So it's, you know, it's really changed the face of Paarl and also Frontier.
Interesting. And obviously the thing that's top of mind for most South Africans, because this is where we live, right? South Africa, we love the country. But we're also very, very, very careful about our safety. Now, you say obviously the safest estate in South Africa. What have you done to ensure safety? Just some of the sort of highlights.
Well, you know, it is I want to say it's an hourly task. We've got multiple layers. We only disclose a portion of it because we obviously don't want to tell people everything that we do. But for instance, we were the first estate in South Africa that had the whole estate that was covered in a thermal blanket. So it, you know, it's not just cameras, but it can pick up the body heat. So so when anybody comes within a few meters of the, you know, the fence, the alarms goes off. We've got multiple teams that operate inside this estate, mm, on the outside. We work with, obviously, with community safety. So it's, like I said, it's sure, not just a daily you know, thing that we focus on, but the, you know, our residents, you know, peace of mind is definitely our number one.
Wonderful.
You know, concern and priority.
No, and I think as a country, we're proud to have an estate like this in the Western Cape in particular. And you did talk about the jobs created. So as much as people might look at it as an exclusive space, you're also creating jobs for people in the area, which is really, really important as well. So, Rake, great chatting to you, man. It's been a long time, and it's good to have you back on. Rake Nietling there, Marketing Director at Val d'Uvee. Andrew Moyles, anything you'd just like to add in closing?
It's just maybe some trends in terms of the estates. Yeah. There's been a bit of a move away from away from the sort of the old golf estate model towards lifestyle and retirement estates, which I think has definitely worked in places like Val d'Avis' favor, because they have extensive offerings in those areas. And I think we'll continue to see growth. And also, I think one of the big trends we've seen is a lot of estates are starting to put apartments on the estate because a lot of people want apartments. So that's something to look out for.
Yeah, no, certainly loving the way it's going. There's also the gig economy, and we had a discussion, was it last week, with some estates. And Eric Simons, for example, was on, and the guys from Stay Melville, and what they're doing now is they're creating workspaces within these estates for people. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah,
which is another lekker trend, looking at this new gig economy. And the gig economy, it's got nothing to do with data. It's got everything to do with people doing gigs for other companies and working on a freelance basis. But Andrew, great having you on the show. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Andrew Moyles there, head of research at New World Wealth.